Vayter in Shasbir and Bava Basa Daf Kuv Tes. Picking up on Kuv Tes, about 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. Second word on the line. So we were discussing inheritances, and we said that if somebody dies, that it goes to the son, and if there's no son, it goes to the daughter. And if there's no daughter, then it goes to the father. And we learned it out from She'ero HaKarov. And we talked about leaving off by the crush, Shelo Kesidron, see if it's not written in order. That is one way that we learn it. However, now we're going to see another way to learn out the fact that the father comes number 3 on the list. That is that if there's no son, number 1, then it goes to the daughter, number 2. And if no daughter, then it goes to the father. If no father, then it goes to the deceased brother. He learns it out from the father. Following, says the Rashbam, the Av Kodem La'achan, that the father goes before the brothers. The time belongs to the Brisa. As Zu Darsh Rabbi Shmuel b'Reb Yosi, he darshan the following: Ish ki yamus ubein ein lo. If a man dies and he has no son, the continuation of the pasuk is, well, it says Vel b'nei Yisrael t'adabelim, where Ish ki yamus ubein ein lo, the ha'avartem es nachalasa lebito, and you shall pass over the nachal inheritance to his daughter. Now that's an unusual term, because in other areas of pasuk, when it talks about it, it uses the word unisatem, and you shall give it to them, which means it goes from one to the next. Mm-hmm. But over here, he uses the lashon of the hevartim, as if you're passing over somebody in particular. It says Rashba Mashma Ta'avir Mikaruv Zeh Shukayim. You should pass over this particular relative who's kaim, who's there now, kedei losis ledat, to give it to this one. Va'avartim min av kedei losis lebas. So you're passing over the father to give it to the daughter, which means to say that if the guy dies, you give it to the son. And if there's no son, then you pass over the next one, that being the father, and give it to the daughter, and then you go straight to the father. If there is a daughter, then you pass over the nachat from the father and give it to the daughter. But you don't pass it on from the father in a place of brothers. Says the Rashbam that she'ein lemeis ben ubas elachin. So all he has, you don't pass over the brothers, the father, in order to go to the brothers, but rather you go pass over the father to go to the daughter, and then it goes to the brothers. I'm sorry, to the father. Okay, good. I ve'ema, frek the Gemara, hold on, why don't we say, bimkom basata mavrinachel min achin? Why don't we darshan differently and say that if there's a daughter, then what do? Mavrinachel min achin. You pass over the nachel from the brothers in order to go to the daughter, which means the guy dies, it goes to the son. If there's no son, then pass over the brothers and go to the daughter. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Tesma Beis. V'ya tamavir nachal min av afilu b'mkom bas, and you don't pass over the nachal inheritance of the father, even when there is a daughter, meaning to say that what do? You don't need so you go, if the guy dies, it goes to the son. If there's no son, then it goes to the father, and then it goes to the daughter. Maybe that's what is coming to Darshan over here. And then if there's a daughter, then you go to the daughter because of this pasuk, and then it goes to the brothers. But if there's no daughter, then it goes to the brothers. And therefore, we're not talking about the father at all, and really we learned it out from the word she'eru, like we learned on yesterday's daf. Says Gemara, im kein, lo nichtav rachmana v'avartem. If that's the case, you wouldn't have to use a lashon v'avartem of passing it over. Because if you look at the pasuk says straight up, "Bnei Yisrael tadabelim or ish ki yamosu ben ein lo v'avartim es nachlasol lebito." You go and you give it over to the daughter. You wouldn't have to use that lushin over there to know that the daughter goes before the brothers. Of course, the daughter goes before the brothers. So rather, what it would have to tell you is that the father goes before the daughter. Before the brothers. That's what it's coming to teach you. So v'avarta. The fact that he uses a lashon v'avartem is it has to be taught that it goes before the brothers. Says the Rashbam, even though we just passed this, the first Rashbam on the page, Hachlav Dafka Mikroi, maybe you want to say that it's not coming to teach me that the father goes for the brothers, but it's coming to tell you that the daughter goes before the brothers, and you don't need to tell the father. Of course he does, because he's closer. And let's read it. Hachlav dafka mikra mishtai, that the father goes before me, the elohachkamra, mehai kra. Lo telev tabasko domislav. Don't learn out that the daughter goes before the father. The lo mairi kra ba'av. It's not talking about the father at all. Elo ba'achiv. It's talking about the deceased brother. Elo liolam eima lecha da'av kodom labas, the who karot fei, because he's closer, so you go before that. The Gemara says, no, I'm killing the Chavar. I have to write that. The fact that I did write that goes to show you that it goes son, then daughter, and then the Vartim is saying that it goes and precedes the brothers, and the brother of the deceased, and it goes to the father. Frankly, Gemara, okay. But now we have two different approaches. Either we learned it out from the Vartim, we just said it, or we're learning out from Sheiro. So what does each one do with the other? Drasha. Uleman, Denafiklai, Vartim, who learns it out the din that the father goes before the brothers from the idea of Vartim. What is he going to do? Hi, Sheiro, my Ovidle. What's he going to do with the word Sheiro? Says, Mami, Bailey, look at the Tanya, you need to follow in Brisa. Sheiro zu ishto. The Pasuk is saying that the Sheiro is talking about his wife. Melamit Shabal Yorish Azishto teaches you that the husband inherits his wife. Says Rashbam, Cherizu Ishto Kithsiv, Ayulabasar Echad, because of Nami, Sheiro Ksusavo Nasa Lo Yigara. So that's we see that the wife is Sheiro. Yorish Azishto, the Ksavar, Gorin and Wasifim Vidarshin Vikari Hachiu, Nasatim is Nachlas Sheiro Lo. You give the Nachl of the Sheiro to him. Vahachim Fashin Lobla Kaman and Dafkuf Yadalf, and Abaze Vyalif La, Mi Vyare Shosa, Lashon Nekeva. Therefore, he goes in here, acquires from her. Ulamanda Nafa, right? So that's who does with the Sheiro. Ulamanda Nafka Lamisheiro, he learns that the father goes before the brother from the word Sheiro. Hai Vavartem, what does he do with the word the Havartem? Yibayle Lichedatanya. He needs it for the following Braisa. Rabbi Omer, Bakula Namar Behen Nisi. All the psukim, when it's talking about the idea of giving over inheritance, he uses the lashon of nesina, the kanem ben havara. But here he uses the word of havara. When it talks about that of a daughter, it says havara. And what's it coming to tell you? She'in lecha shemavir nachal mishevet l'shevet elabas. It's coming to teach you that you won't have, that you're giving over an inheritance of land from one shevet to another, except for in a case of a daughter. It says Rashbam, shevet shevet nachalas shevet Ruvain l'shevet Shimon. You wouldn't give from the nachal, the inheritance of Ruvain to Shimon, except for a daughter, hol b'no, b'ayla yoshin asas, since her son and her husband are yorisher, says the Rashbam. For example, could go in Serach Bas Asher. You know, Serach is a girl. She's a daughter of Asher from Shevet of Asher. She nesua lechanoch ben Reuven. He's married to Chanoch, who is from the Shevet of Reuven. So what happens to Mace Asher? Asher dies below bottom without any children, bottom Zacharim. V'yirash to Serach Bita. Now his daughter inherits it. Umesa now, and she inherits it, even though originally she is from Asher. She now is married to Reuven, Shevet Reuven. So when she gets this, and then she dies, Serach, then Yar Sabina, her son, gets it, who's part of the Shevet of Reuven. Obaila, her husband, Shemesh Reuven. Nimsha Shehuspa Nachla Shevet Asher LeShevet Reuven. Now what happens is, the Nachla of Shevet Asher gets converted to the Shevet of Reuven. Vashbin and Kra, Shabal, Oaben. Yorish Ashto Vesimo, the Pasuk says that the husband of the son are Yorish, the wife or the mother, and therefore it goes and it gets flipped over from one shevet to another shevet. Now the Rashbam ends by saying that's a machlokus. Visha Viika the Darsh Lakaman. There are those who darshan later on, which is gonna be on Daf Kuf Yad Aleph. They learn from a different place. They learn at Yerushas Haben Es Imo Mikra Achrina, Rabbi Darish Lamachan, but he's darshan it from here. Okay, so that's what's coming to Pasuk when it says Loshen of Vinosa, well, Ve'avartem, because it means it's getting passed over to another Shevet. Umimai de She'era Zeh Ha'av. The question is, well, how do you know She'era? She'era means it's referring to the father, the Chshiv She'era Vichahi. You want to say because it says in the Pasuk She'era Vichahi, so therefore She'era means the relative of the father. Pasuk says Erfas Achos Avicha Los Legal She'er Avichahi, so that's how you know that it means of the father. Ema She'era Zuzuaim. Why don't we say She'era means the mother, says Rashbam, Venelef Mikan, the Bain Aviv, Bain Imo, Yarishin or so. Doesn't matter, father or mother, they're going to Yarish. Dechsev, She'er Imchahi. The Pasuk says, also the word She'er by mother. Erva Sachos Imcha, Losagalaki, She'er Imchahi. This is She'er of your mother. Right? This is talking the sister of one's mother, right? And now that I have a relationship with. So let's learn out that both one's father and one's mother have. Yarishna, so they all get, they're involved with the Yerusha. And for the Gemara, Amar Rava, no. It's talking about the father when it comes to Yerusha. Because Amar Kra mi mishpachto v'yarisho sa. The pasuk says by Yerusha, when it uses the word she'er, if you look at the whole pasuk, it says v'im ein achim la'aviv, there's no brothers to the father. V'nasatim is nachlo, so l'she'ero hakarov elav mi mishpachto, which is a lashon zachar. So the she'er has to be connected to the mishpacha v'yarisho sa, right? Meaning, not lashon zacha, but talking about the mishpacha of the father, right? V'yarisho sa v'ayisho l'ben yisho l'chuk kashit v'asham es Moshe. So what do you see? Mimashpo v'yarisho sa, mishpachas av kuri mishpacha. The father, the word, the father from the family from the father is called mishpacha. Shpachas em ain't a kuri mishpacha. It's not called mishpacha. D'chsev l'mishpachosam l'beis avosam. Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Su is Rosh Kol Adas Ben Yisrael, L'mishpach Sam Beis Ava Sam, Mishra Hashem Os Kol Zachir L'Gugul Osam. So it comes out that Mishpach Osam is coming from the father, and She'er is She'ero of the Mishpacha. So therefore She'er is talking about from the father and not from the mother. So therefore when it says, what does he do with the word She'er? What it's teaching you is, the She'er is, She'er, She'ero is talking about his wife, that he inherits his wife. Says the Gemara, now we just go on a little bit of a tangent. We're done right now, but now the Gemara just asks, we're done at that point. Is it true that the word mishpacha can't be talking about the family of the mother? We're going to try to bring you a raya that it does mean that, and we're going to be unsuccessful and say it's only the father, and everything stands. Let's do it. Mishpacha is a man, a kuri mishpacha, and the family of the mother is not considered mishpacha. V'haksev, we have a pasuk that says pretty straightforward, a pasuk in Shoftim. V'yihi nar mi beis lechem Yehuda, mi mishpachas Yehuda. V'hu Levi, v'hu garsham. Okay, there was a person, there was a man from Beis Lechem, which was in Yehuda, from the family of Yehuda, and he was a Levi. Now, hold on one second. Was he from Yehuda or from Levi? He's a different Shvatim, right? And he lived over there. Haguf Akasha. Amar v'hu Levi, said he's a Levi. Amo mi Levi asu, he came from Levi. Mimishpachas Yehuda, but now you see it's from the family of Yehuda. Amim Yehuda Asi. Now you see it's coming from Yehuda. So which one is it? Elalav da'avua mi Levi v'ime mi Yehuda. Must be that his mother, his father is from Levi, but his mother is from Yehuda. Yet it still uses the word mishpacha. So we see mishpacha could be from the mother. It says Rashbam, Elalav da'avua mi Levi l'achi karilu le Levi. Shalavim l'mata avosam nekarim Leviim. Right? They come from their father called Leviim. V'had to come in mishpachas Yehuda al shem. She'imo mishevet Yehuda. It says, go v'kamer mimishpachas Yehuda. It says, straight from the mishpachas Yehuda. Clearly, then the word mishpacha would apply to the relatives of the mother also. It says, go no, I'm a Rav by Rav Chanan. Lo, Gavra d'shmei Levi. It was a guy whose name was Levi. That's what it means. It wasn't from the Shevet Levi. It was from Yehuda, like it says, Mishpachas Yehuda. And that's the Mishpacha of the father. It's called Mishpacha, but his name was Levi. In fact, that's really true. Hanu tekamer Micha. Then how are you going to understand when Micha says in the later in that Pasuk, Ato yadati ki yeti v'ashem li, now I know that Hashem is going to do good for me, ki haya li a Levi l'koin, for I have a Levi as one of my priests. Clearly, it wasn't just his name was Levi, but he was actually a Kohen, which means he was from Shevet Levi. Oh, what are you going to say now? His name wasn't Levi. He was from Levi, but he was also from Mishpachas Yehuda, which means from the mother. So again, Mishpacha can mean maternal. What is this whole thing talking about? This is in Sefer Shoftim, and it's talking about something known as Pesel Micha, the Avodah Zarah, the idol of Micha. And there was a guy named Micha who set up an Avodah Zarah, and he got people to work as like the priest. And later people came from Dan, and he forced Micha to give over the priest, to give over the Avodah Zarah. And convinced that person there to be, you know, the priest for the entire tribe. And that's who we're talking about over here. So that says Gemara in, okay, it's true. He was bragging. De Isrami le Gavra de Shmei Levi. He was praying, but was he bragging about a guy whose name was Levi? Mm-hmm. Says the Rashbam, what does that mean? that Mishana Disarmel Gavas Shmei Levi, Bekachoy Mishtambach Keilu Ahava Mishtevet Levi. He was saying, oh, I have this priest who's almost from Shevet Levi. Olam Lav Levi, Elam Shevet Yehuda. He's from Shevet Yehuda. His name was Levi. He was just so excited there was a guy named Levi because it sounds like he's from a Kohen. He's like a Kohen, but he's really not. He's from Shevet Yehuda, and therefore you don't have a raya that Yehuda is for. That Mishpacha is a woman. V'chi Levi Shmo, is his name really Levi? V'alo Yehonasan Shmo? Wasn't his name Yehonasan? Says the Rashbam that V'alo Yehonasan Shmo, Balkarcha Chad Kari Le Levi, Hainu Dimi Shevet Levi. Meaning he was from Shevet Levi, Havi. V'kar Le Mishpacha Zehuda, Alma Mishpacha, Se'em Kari Mishpacha. Back to our question that we see from the mother, can we call Mishpacha? So let's go back into V'alo Yehonasan Shmo. Shinemar Zepasuk says, V'Yehonasan Ben Gershom, Ben Menashe, who ban of Haya Kohanim Shevet Adani, right? In Yehonasan, the son of Gershon, the son of Menashe, he and his sons were Kohanim, were priests to the tribe of Dan. So clearly his name wasn't Levi. And now we're back to our original question. Says the Gemara, all right, in Achinami, his name was Yehonasan, and he was actually from Levi, but he wasn't from Yehuda at all. And it says from Yehuda, he actually wasn't from Yehuda, therefore you don't have a raya at all. You have a good point, but it just happened to be wrong. Amar Levi Litamech, according to you, V'chi ben Menashehu, right? We said that what? We said that he was Yehonasan ben Gershon ben Menashe. Well, is that really true? V'chi ben Menashehu was Gershon, the father, who was Yonasan's father. Was he the son of Menashe? V'lo ben Moshe? We know Moshe Abeinu, the son in Gershom. So why are you saying that he's the son of Menashe? Right? The Pasuk says, B'nei Moshe Gershom ve'Eliezer. So why would he say that Yonasan, who comes from Menashe, really didn't come from? Ella, mitoch she'asa ma'aseh Menashe, because he behaved like Menashe. What does that mean? It says, Rashbam, Ela mitoch, she'asa ma'aseh Menashe, ben Chizkia, this is Rashbam, ben Chizkia, melech Yehuda, she'avad avod zara. So therefore, Tolu kosu b'Menashe. Really, he didn't come from him, but he behaved like someone who was from that Shevet. So it says, Rashbam, hachanami li'olam mi'shevet Levihu. Really, he's from Shevet Levi. Get the garment. V'hai dekar li'mi mishpachas Yehuda, la'mishem da'asim Yehuda, Lo aviv velo imo. He didn't come from Shevet Yehuda and his father or his mother. Ela mitoch she'asa ma'aseh Menashe ben Chizkia. Let's take a look. Tolo kasa b'Menashe for Tolim. Tachanami mitoch she'asa ma'aseh Menashe da'asim Yehuda. Since he behaved like Menashe, who comes from Shevet Yehuda, Tolo kasa b'Yehuda, but really wasn't from there at all. And therefore, you don't have your question. Does mishpacha connected to a woman? Because it's not. Amar v'yochem b'shuvim b'shuvim and yochai mikan she'tolim nesak. As a kalkala b'mikulkal, as a kalkala b'mikulkal. From here, the pasuk we see we connect things that went off that are messed up, that are evil, with people that are evil. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, we learn from another place. V'gam hu tov tor me'od. And this is talking about someone named Adoniah. Who was Adoniah? It says that he was exceedingly handsome. V'osu yolda achrei Avshalom. And she gave birth to him after Avshalom. Which means Adoniah and Avshalom, it sounds like they had the same mother. This is from Malachim, right? This was David HaMelech had a kid. And he wanted to go and take the throne before his father died. And it didn't work out because David HaMelech said Shlomo is taking over. But Adoniah later ended up happening. He got killed when he was showing that he wasn't accepting Shlomo Melech as being the king. And he tried to be. Now, we're talking about Adoniah. The pasuk shows that he came from the same mother as Avshalom. But we know that's not actually true. V'alo Adoniah ben Chagis. Avshalom ben Macha. Don't we know Adoniah was the son of Chagis, and Avshalom was the son of Macha. They had different mothers, right? Says Rishpamba, Allah, Adoniah, Haya ben Chagis, back in the Gemara, Ella, Mitoch she'asa ma'aseh Avshalom, damar b'Macha, since he did actions like Avshalom, right? Adoniah behaved like Avshalom, who was married b'Macha, so he rebelled against the king, right? Against David HaMelech, Tala kosa b'Avshalom, therefore he was Tala in Avshalom, even though that wasn't the real case. So we do similarly the same idea over here. Now it says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Leah, Rabbi Lassar, Leolam Yidmak Adam Betovim, a person should always attach himself with good people. Hang out with good peeps, that's what you want to do. Sharei Moshe Shanasa Bas Yitzro, because look what happened, you do it with the wrong people, then you end up bad things are going to happen. Moshe, Shanasa, Bas Yisro, Moshe ended up marrying the daughter of Yisro, Yatsurim, and Yohonasan, and Yohonasan came out of him, who did Avodah Zarah. Aaron, Shanasa, Bas Aminadav, Aaron, who married the daughter of Aminadav, a.k.a. Elisheva, and what ended up happening? Yatsurim, and Pinchas. Pinchas came out of him, says the Rashbam. Pinchas ben Bino Shel Aaron, was a grandson of Aaron. In fact, the Gemara, Pinchas, Labi Yisro, see? You're saying like Moshe being his kid, you know, you had the Yisro descendants who came from Yisro and the bad stuff. But Pinchas also, he came from Yisro, so it seems to be that they're really not a problem. If we end up marrying, you can still end up doing good. That's always true, by the way. But it doesn't seem to have a right here that you have to be careful. Vaksiv, Elazar ben Aaron, Elazar the son of Aaron, Lakachlo b'nos Putiel Lalisha. What did he do? Elazar the son of Aaron, he took for himself a wife from the daughters of Putiel. Oh, now who's that? My love, Dasim Yisro. Does that mean he came from Yisro? Shapiti Magadlim Avodah Zarah, who fattened calves for Avodah Zarah. Says Rashbam, Klomer Bas Yisro Mamish Achas Mibinosav. She's literally from one of his daughters. Therefore, the relationship is even closer than it was Yonah's son. Yonah's son was further away, and yet this relationship is very, very close. So the Gemara, lo, he didn't marry Yisro's daughter, right? What does it mean when it says that he married Mibinos Putiel? It means he married a woman, to Asim Yosef, Shapit Peit B'Yisro. Married from some Yosef who fought and struggled with his Yetzirah. Says Rashbam, Matris V'Nilcham Keneged Yisro. Kedarminu L'Kam V'Pirkan Kuftes Vav V'Mabez, Chutz Mizakein Echad Shayim Mefatfit Kenegdo. So he used to go and he used to fight, he fought off Be'eshes Potifar. So he didn't actually come from Yisrael. Says Gemara, "Lo shvatim mevazim asovarim." Weren't they making fun of Pinchas when he killed Zimri, right? When he killed Zimri, this is the whole story of Zimri and Cosby. That the bad stuff over there that Pinchas basically came and killed them. "Lo shvatim mevazim asovarim." They were saying, "Reisim ben Puti zeh." Did you see this Ben Puti, the son of Puti? What does that mean? Ben shapitim avi imo agalim avodah zarah. This son, whose mother's father fattened calves of Avodah Zarah, Yarg Nazi Shevet Yisrael, he's going to kill a Nazi Shevet Yisrael. So clearly see that it's talking about Yisrael, and then back to our question, it's even a closer relationship. Beep, turn the page, go for it. Ella, says the Gemara, Iavua Deime Mi Yosef. Either what it means is that his mother's father was a descendant of Yosef, or Ima Deime Mi Yisro, or his mother's mother came from Yisro. Iavua Deime Mi Yisro, or his mother's father came from Yisro, and Ima Deime Mi Yosef. But Manav Shach Pinchas wasn't right next to Yisro, it was generations later, and therefore he wasn't messed up by that relationship because it was a much further relationship, but he was a close relationship to Aaron, who was the daughter of Aminadav. So Elazar Abel can learn out from Aaron's marriage that one should be careful to go marry into such a relationship, such a tzaddik family. All right, so be careful. Look what happened with Moshe, who was close relationship with that. From Yisro, he ended up Yonah's son. And look what happened with Aaron, he ended up having Pinchas, and it was much further relationship. And Dick and Amikos will learn this out. So the pasuk says, Mi benos putiel. It says, not benos, but Mi benos putiel. Tarti mashma mina. Learn from this that what? It's two ancestors of Elazar's wife, one who came from Yosef, one came from Yisro, but nonetheless that it is further away. Okay, let me just read the Rashbam. He says a little bit, okay, let me read that. Putiel tarti mashem, and midlo kasav putiel below yud. Right, he has an extra yud there. So hilchach shnei pituyim darshina. There's two different types of pitu we're talking about here. Shepit beit v'shepitem. Pitem. One is that fought with Yitzhar, and one's that fattened. Inami midachsiv mi benos demashma mishtei banos. Not from lashon mi benos. Sorry, as opposed to benos, rather mi benos demashma mishtei banos. Shall pit beit upitum umidloksiv bas putiel. Kainir Be'enai, that's how the Rashbam explains what's going on over here. But nonetheless, marry from Tzadikim and don't marry from Mishayim. You don't want bad stuff to be coming. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.